Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Sometimes the world's problems are not as obvious or seemingly hopeless as extreme poverty, hunger, or infectious disease. Sometimes suddenly grasping a small slice of a problem can have a huge impact. It's like the world just taps you on the shoulders and says, hey,
we really need you guys to build us a uterine contraction monitor.
This was what actually happened to budding biomedical engineer Kunal Patel and his colleague Ivy Wang at the Johns Hopkins University. They and a team of inventors were alerted to a problem that couldn't be more urgent. A portable uterine contraction monitor addresses the high rate of fatalities among women and babies who die from pregnancy or labor complications in developing countries. And a majority of these deaths would be preventable if pregnant women were properly monitored during labor. No such reliable monitor exists, and so Kunal and Ivy's team developed what they call the TokoTrack. Toko is a Greek prefix for childbirth, and their device is an upgrade to the traditional method of midwives monitoring mothers with their hands. The TokoTrack worked so well that it won last month's American Society of Mechanical Engineers iShow competition. Ivy Wang and Kunal Patel and their team share a $50,000 prize, seed money to help manufacture and get their new device into rural clinics around the world.
So this problem was actually kind of brought to us by other professors and other people part of NGOs. Essentially what they did is they came up to us and they're like, we really need you guys to build us a uterine contraction monitor. Without having access to uterine contraction monitors, uterine contractions are very rarely monitored at all. They're only monitored about 11% of the time. And as a result of only being monitored 11% of the time, there's roughly 150,000 deaths every year from preventable complications that they have access to saving if they knew what to do and they had that information available to them.
I mean, that's the great thing about your work. I mean, Ivy, really, it's as simple as what the world could really use right now is a good uterine contraction monitor, right? I mean, it's basically as simple as that.
Yeah, so right now what they do over there is the WHO recommends that the midwives put their hands on the patients for 10 minutes every half an hour, and obviously they do not have the manpower to do so, so we're trying to automate the process for them.
And there's also some accuracy questions. A monitoring device really does give you an accurate sense of what's going on. You can't necessarily just tell by using your hands. How does your monitor work?
Our monitor essentially uses some of the same technology that's used here in the U.S. It essentially uses like a spring mechanism kind of to measure how much a displacement occurs at the abdomen. And then using that, it interprets it, whether it's breathing, whether it's the mother moving, or whether it's actually a contraction. And then it takes that information and then gives it back to the midwife so they have it for use.
And what does this look like? Just describe it to me. How does one wear it? How does one monitor what's going on?
So the monitor right now is like a box shape that's weighed about an iPhone. And the midwife can just strap it on the mother around her abdomen with an elastic belt. And then after 10 minutes of reading, the box has an LCD on top that shows the results in partograph form, which is how the midwives in developing country interpret uterine contractions. It tells them the duration and frequency of contractions.
And when you get up to a certain frequency, you know that the baby's about to arrive.
Right. Depending on the frequency and contractions, the midwife can also use it to determine what kind of labor complications that the mother's having.
Right. And how much does this cost and how easy is it to distribute?
So its current cost right now is roughly $50, but that's using individual parts. We are still working on a finalized manufactured cost. In terms of distribution, it's a little bit harder because a lot of these clinics that we're trying to access are in very remote areas of developing countries, and so the distribution channels haven't been fully built. But with that being said, a lot of them have been partnered with NGOs. And so using the NGOs that are working with these remote clinics, you can access them at a decent enough and fast rate to get them out there. Places like Nepal, India, places like Tanzania. I've personally been to India and some of the birthing clinics there. It was about 3 years ago. And so I'm sure they've made some progress since then, but I know many of the same problems still exist. Some of the problems that you'll see is that they're very overcrowded. There's long lines of people just waiting outside. There's not enough staff available inside the clinics or the technology needed to support the amount of people that are available.
Well, that's really great. What's your competition, Kunal?
There's a couple other devices that exist, mostly in prototype forms. But the problem with them is that they have been outputting their information using either a smartphone or they require constant access to electricity, and they output their information as a wave. So the first problem is having access to constant electricity is not always guaranteed in these remote settings. And when using smartphones that you don't necessarily have the knowledge you're using or don't necessarily know how to interpret that information if it's produced in a wave. So essentially midwives are only trained to use this sheet called a partograph. And what other monitors do is that they consistently output their information as raw values and don't interpret the results for them. What our monitor does that's different from all the other monitors is it takes this information and it interprets it for them and gives it back to them in just raw numbers that anyone could understand. And this is like the competing advantage that we offer over the other competition.
How exciting was it to test your device at Johns Hopkins on the subjects you used to test it there, Ivy?
It was very exciting because we actually got to talk to the mothers and got feedback from them as well. Out of the 10 patients that we monitored, two of them actually had contractions during the 10 to 20 minutes of time, and our monitor was able to pick up contractions and determine the right frequency and duration. So that was very exciting.
And how excited are you about going overseas and actually testing this on the intended population?
Super excited, yeah.
When's that going to happen?
Well, it's going to be in January when we have our first batch of working prototypes. It will probably be a small batch manufactured towards December.
Well, Ivy and Kunal, thanks so much for being a part of the program and for sharing your successful device with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Kunal Patel and Ivy Wang are biomedical engineering students at Johns Hopkins University and the creators of the TocoTrac. They are the winners of the American Society of Mechanical Engineers iShow competition.